From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Former Democratic Congressman Bill Jefferson was convicted today on 11 felony counts, including charges of taking bribes. NPR's Peter Overby has details.
A jury at Federal District Court in Alexandria, Virginia, returned the verdict after nearly 4 days of deliberation. Jefferson was an 18-year congressman from New Orleans. He'd been videotaped reaching into a car trunk and taking a briefcase that held $100,000. $90,000 of that turned up in his freezer when FBI agents raided his house 3 days later. Defense attorneys argued that Jefferson was acting as a private businessman, not a member of Congress. The case is a big victory for the Justice Department and its public integrity section. They've been under criticism for bringing controversial cases. Earlier this year, DOJ won the conviction of Alaska Senator Ted Stevens, but the case collapsed amid charges of prosecutorial misconduct. Jefferson lost his re-election bid last fall. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
The two American journalists released from prison in North Korea yesterday are back in the United States, arriving in Los Angeles this morning. Yuna Lee and Laura Ling had been sentenced to 12 years hard labor for illegally entering North Korea. During a visit in Pyongyang yesterday by former President Bill Clinton, they were pardoned and released. Former Vice President Al Gore, head of Current TV, where the reporters work, was among those at the airport this morning welcoming them home. A missile strike by a U.S. drone in Pakistan's northern region has reportedly killed one of the wives of Pakistan's top Taliban commander, Baitullah Massoud. Missiles reportedly struck a house in a Massoud stronghold. Iraq's prime minister has pledged to dismantle the blast walls that divide the capital and had contributed to the drop in sectarian violence. The announcement comes a month after U.S. troops withdrew from Iraqi cities. NPR's Deborah Amos has more from Baghdad.
The towering concrete blocks barricade neighborhoods and protect government buildings, but also snarl traffic and anger residents who often wait for hours at checkpoints to get home. A year ago, the government commissioned Baghdad artists to beautify the gray slab. Still, most Iraqis hate the wall that makes the city unrecognizable. A decree from the prime minister's office pledged to dismantle all the walls in 40 days. A sign of the government's growing confidence in handling security since U.S. troops withdrew from urban areas last month. Opposition politicians charge the prime minister's 40-day goal is just politicking ahead of the January elections. They say it's impossible to remove that much concrete. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down 39 points at 9,280. The Nasdaq lost 18 points to close at 1993. The S&P fell 2 points. This is NPR. The economy lost about 370,000 jobs in July, according to the business services firm ADP. That's the smallest drop in the job market since October, indicating that while the number of jobs isn't growing, its decline is slowing. Still, ADP expects several more months of decline, and a survey by an outplacement firm found a 30% jump in planned layoffs. The Los Angeles police chief announced today he's stepping down. Hetty Lynn Hurdies of member station KPCC has details.
Chief William Bratton says he's leaving the LAPD October 31st after 7 years on the job. Bratton will be stepping down from the department with 3 years left on his second 5-year term. The decision comes just weeks after a judge released the department from 8 years of oversight by the Department of Justice, which had alleged a long pattern of abuse. Under Bratton, Los Angeles has seen a significant drop in crime over the last 6 years. Bratton was selected to head the LAPD after serving as chief executive of police in New York. Bill Bratton says he plans to move back east to work for Altegrity, a private global security company. For NPR News, I'm Hetty Lynn Hurdies in Los Angeles.
President Obama visited a part of Indiana where unemployment has reached nearly 17%, telling residents the economy is beginning to turn around. He also said a new $2.4 billion federal grant program will create new jobs.
With these investments, we're planting the seeds of progress for our country and good-paying private sector jobs for the American people.
The president says the grants are aimed at companies developing the next generation of fuel-efficient cars and trucks. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.